The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Hopefully everything is going well with you on this March the 7th, 2016. It's a Monday, and we have a live show for you today. Glad that you are all here. Everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Make monetary donations. Tell your friends, tell your family members about it. Donate your time. Donate your professional services. Donate whatever it is that you can. Have events wherever you live throughout this country. And have Black Talk Radio Network a part of those overall events, because the more we get out to the people that we care about, the people within our families, the people within our communities, the better off we will be, especially in these times that we are in. So help Black Talk Radio Network grow and also give back to what you have gained so much from Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are here. Don't just be one that will take, actually participate in the overall growth for the general population, the network, and yourself. I'm going to tell you, there's so much that you really, really grow when you start to give back. And it's not something that just goes a one-way street. It's something where you really start to engage and you start to really, it's amazing how blessed you become and how much comes your way from you giving. And it is, you know, it is such a fulfilling thing to do. So don't just take the one that gives, and that way it will actually help you in everything that you're doing in your life. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Make monetary donations. Tell your friends, tell your family about it. Become an advocate of Black Talk Radio Network. Engage with the network. Tell us what you think. The programs, engage in there. And so this will all help us all. This will help the network and the shows grow to where they need to be. Also, go to our Facebook page for Tando Radio Show and check us out there. On, if you go to our Facebook page, it's Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. Check out some of the things that we have posted there. And you can also, while you're there, you can check out what we have, like it, comment on it, share it, whatever you think is necessary. And that would be very good for us. And then, you know, not only that, if you have a question or comment, definitely make it known to us. And so we can know what's going on, what you're thinking. Let's go to Tando Radio Show. 1 second. Let's get this straight and see what's there and what's on the didn't post much this weekend. Took a little time off with family. This week is going to be extremely busy. Have friends coming in this weekend, this week. So we're going to be busy, busy. So I had to kind of prepare for that. But hey, did get some good stuff there. 1 second. Let's see what. All right. Everything wants to be slow for me today. Of course, is, you know, one of the things about when you make a move and you move to a more rural area, man, your internet stuff is, woo, it really is affected. So just bear with us. You know, I know sometimes we move slow here on from the internet speed and everything else, but you have to bear with us. It's just because this is, you know, where we moved, and I decided to do this for some very, very good reasons. for some of the things that's going to be going on in the future. But there are also, you're going to have to sacrifice some things. And we're sacrificing internet. So my internet speed is really, really bad and slow. But hey, let's go. Got some things here. Let's take a look at what we posted today, the 7th of December, of March. Man, what's wrong with me? Okay, here we go. First story comes from oilprice.com. Will Russia end up controlling 73% of the global oil supply? I would say yes. And this is critical because whoever controls the energy controls and dictates the overall economic directions of many, many, many nations. Many nations in the globe included. Man, this is getting on my nerves. So check out that article that's there. A really good one for you to see. Also, check out the next article comes from Reuters.com. It says Bangladesh bank says U.S. account hacked. Recovered some funds. This is a major story, and we're going to talk about this one for sure today. This one will not get away from us. I'm going to tell you, this one has all of the tellings of what's coming, and I want to make sure that you understand that and you can see that and properly prepare for it, because this one is severe. And when I say it's severe, I mean it's really, really severe. It's a clue as to what's going on and where things are going and why you need to be prepared. So we're going to talk about this one, this hacking thing that happened. And today and over the weekend itself. So we'll check out that one. That one comes from Reuters. This is one you definitely don't want to sleep on. You definitely want to check this one out and engage with this one. Okay. Next we have. This one comes from Global Risk Insight, globalriskinsight.com. And this one says, will Italy bank spark another financial crisis? I put a lot of stuff about the EU today inside of Tando Radio Show, because it's very, very important, because I firmly believe that the European Union will go first before the U.S. economy goes. So it gives you an indication of how much time, where we are, and where things are going. Italy is much, much worse than Greece. And if you look at this article, we'll take a look at it a little bit later today, maybe. I doubt that we will, but this is an article you all should be looking at. But let's take a look at it real quick. Let's see if I can do that without compromising the overall conference. Nope, we good. Okay, cool. Let's check out this really quickly, because this is telling right now the setup for war, the setup for banking, the setup for economic collapse is all in play. And everything is giving you all those indications as we speak. And this is something that you really need to be mindful of. And if it will just 1 second pull up for me, here we go. And this one says, will Italian banks spark another financial crisis? In the 14th century, the Medici family of Florence began its rise in prominence, investing profits from a thriving textile trade to fund what will become the largest banking institution in Europe. The success of the legendary banking family helped to usher in the Italian Renaissance and thus change the world. Now Italian banks excuse me, sorry about that, I had a phone call. Now Italian banks, see where we are. Oops, lost my place. Oh, man. Okay, now Italian banks have seemed poised to alter the world yet again. Shares of the Italian largest financial institution have plummeted in the opening months of 2016 as piles of bad debt on their balance sheets become too high to ignore. Amidst all of the risks facing the EU members in 2016, the risk of contagion from Italy's troubled banks poised the greatest threat – to the world's already burdened financial system. At the core of the issues is a concerning level of non-performing loans, NPLs, on the bank's book, with estimates that range from 17% to 21% of total lending. This amounts to approximately 200 billion euros in non-performing loans, or 12% of Italy's GDP. Moreover, in some cases, bad loan makes up an alarming 30% of individual banks' balance sheets. This is huge. And this is something, well, when we check this, continue with it. The red flags initially attracted the attention of the European Central Bank prompting an official inquiry that investors viewed as a flash sell signal. Shares of the Italian bank's companies lost more than 25% in the first several weeks of the year. What is going on here? Why is this relevant? Why should you care? Why in the world? This has everything to do with Italy, has nothing to do with you here. Wrong, 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 wrong. Has everything to do with you here, because all of the banks are one big fraternity, private fraternity together. And they're going to collapse these banking systems and unwind them. And when they unwind, all of your financial, everything that you've ever had in this market, everything that you've ever had financially, is going to be at risk and it's going to be lost. If you just stay where you are, status quo, you will lose it regardless of who you are or how much cash you think you have. You have nothing in far as cash, because cash is a debt instrument. And they are unraveling that so that you will be the burden. You will have to bear the burden of the economic collapse. Very, very important article. We'll come back to this a little bit later in the program, hopefully. Because it's very, very, very telling. So next we have, after that, we have going to, one second. Next we have coming from, also from the global, no, this is globalresearch.com. I just threw this one. Global Research CA. I just threw this one in as a benefit. Bush family linked to Nazi Germany, a famous American family made a fortune from the Nazis. And I put that in for a reason, because of where things are going right now, you're going to see this profile, and you're going to see these events, and you're going to see this program repeated again, because it worked so well in the past, and they're going to bring it back. So check that out as a good read. You know, we talked about this a bunch of times here on Tando Radio Show. And so I just wanted to refresh that. Next one, have very, very important one. This comes from SputnikNews.com. And it says there is, this one has to do with what's going on in North and South Korea, and South Korea and the United States military are actively training for an invasion of North Korea. Sputnik, loud and clear, decapitation strikes. Decapitation strikes, drills designed to threaten Pyongyang, that is South Korea. And it says, as tens of thousands of U.S. and South Korean military conduct a massive war game which deliberately simulates an invasion of North Korea. This is critical, 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 because this is a part of the whole war paradigm. Right now, the old Cold War nuclear routes are being reestablished, and the nuclear positioning is being reestablished from Iceland to Alaska to Guam to the Isles of Samoa through Italy, through Europe, all over the world. The U.S. is repositioning itself from the former Cold War nuclear war scenario with Russia, but this time is going to be against the BRIC nations, and mainly Russia and China. Those lines are being established and being reintroduced as we speak right now. This is going to happen when, not sure, but it's going to be soon. We're closer to it today than we were yesterday. It's the only thing that you need to know and start to prepare accordingly to that. This comes from Sputnik News. Check that one out. Next one comes also from Sputnik. And it says, what role will Moscow play in the U.S.-China South Sea South Sea of China drama. The U.S. China's standoff in the South Sea in China, excuse me, in South China Sea is heating up, with Washington dispatching a small armada to the area following reports that Beijing had militarized that zone, which is very true. This is what role will Russia play? In my opinion, Russia could play dual roles. The thing that's important here is how is this going to affect you? If you do not get prepared for this stuff, this is not me making this stuff up. This is not me trying to fear mong. This is not me bringing you things that aren't true, aren't actually happening. This is me pointing the stuff out that mainstream media is not going to tell you. The only way that you're going to hear it is from some crazy guy on the radio on Tando Radio Show named Dave from L.A. And there's some other people also, and on Black Talk Radio Network, that we talk about different things that really matter. You have to know where we are, and you have to see what's coming before it comes. This war is going to definitely jump off. And once it does, it's going to affect you in so many ways. It's going to take your daughters and your son, and it's going to take from you the ability for you to live the way that you've been living for so long. The world is setting everything up for the new rise of the Third Reich of Nazi Germany, and it's going to come out of America, and they're going to squash America just like they did the Nazis, which did nothing but went into different directions and actually strengthened their hand. You can see their overall political and, more importantly, their ritual agenda in every single major country in the world, and primarily out of, guess who? Yep, the U.S. The U.S. and the four city states of the world, you know, and that being the fourth one being in Basel, Switzerland, with the Bank of International Settlement, which was actually derived and put together by England and the Nazis. And if you know anything about Queen Elizabeth, you can see her as a youth on YouTube giving the Nazi salute, because this is what these people are all engaged in. And you need to know, because you're the target of this whole thing. So check this out. Make sure that you understand where it is and prepare yourself accordingly. It would be who are you? Next, it says U.S. to build two air bases in Kurdish-controlled North Syria. Kurdish report, the United States has nearly finished setting up an air base in Kurdish-controlled northern Syria and was proceeding with the construction of a second air base. This comes from Reuters. This is going to be a part of the overall global war. I like to call it the global GNW, global nuclear war. So you can see these things unfolding as we speak. The whole thing in Syria, I wouldn't be surprised if Syria is just a diversion where something else is going to jump off. And it could be in the South Sea, it could be in Korea, it could be in South America that springs this whole thing into action. And it could be in Djibouti, Africa, because that is a very hotbed where China and the U.S. are actively engaging in militarization. And I believe contact between the two, shooting contact, has been reported in the past. This is very real, and this is not going to work. This is the reason why they have the plausible deniability and the excuse that they need to start to all of a sudden give women combat command roles so that they can draft your daughters, draft our daughters. It's a setup, and we need to wake the heck up before things happen to us and we start crying on our knees, praying for some relief, when we could have been listening and preparing ourselves when the call had gone out for you to prepare, but we were too busy doing what we wanted to do and everything else. Oh, that man, that's not going to happen. And then when it does happen, you're on your knees begging for some support, when the actual role for you to get out of harm's way and to position yourself accordingly has now closed. Let me tell you something. The Red Sea opens and the Red Sea closes. And what part of it will you be on? The opening part or the closing part? So that's up to you. Next, we have from, this one comes from Financial Times, FT.com. Really good article. Bank of International Settlement warns of negative interest rates risk. Very telling. They're doing this for a very designed reason, so that they will have credibility in the future. And what are they telling you? It's about to collapse. All forms of the economy. I say this in so many ways. I bring these articles to you so that you can see for yourself. These are some of the so-called people that a lot of people have blind faith in and say that these are the authorities. I don't see them as authorities. I see them as the authoritative criminals, because that's what they really are. But other people see them as something else, And that is going to be, that's a part of the real reason why these individuals are able to do the things that they're able to do, because we have not woken up to who the heck we are. And no man or woman should rule you. You should be one that's self-determining and sovereign. So check out this article. Heads up, they're telling you, here it comes. Not just Dave from LA. Next we have coming from, put this one from YouTube, Fukushima existence, future existence of Japan at stake and mutation in Fukushima's forest. This is 5 years after next week, at the end of this week, will be the 50 year anniversary of the Fukushima meltdown in Japan. Check out this, because let me tell you something, that was all contrived, and that was a part of a soft kill depopulation program that we are continuously going through as we speak. Next we have, this is another good article. This comes from ActivePost.com. Rothschild Bank now under criminal investigation as Baron David Rothschild indictment. The Rothschild banking dynasty is a family line that has been accused of pulling the political strings of many different governments throughout the world. So now, one of the things that I've always talked about on Tando Radio Show is how you're going to have the financial banking purge, and it's going to be Western based, because they're going to do that in order to get the rest of the world. They're going to expose the fraud, some of the fraud that they've been doing against the rest of the world, only from the standpoint to strengthen their hand, not because they had some come to Jesus moment, or because they're all morally, have a moral compass now, and they do have, they want to have some legal recourse for what the wrongs have been done. And it's actually their whole system is fraudulent. But what they're going to do in order to maintain and get even more control, because the world is at a population point where they have to diminish the overall general population numbers, because it is too fragile. When it gets this many people on the planet, they have these depopulation programs, because people become too loud. And what do I mean by loud? Loud from the standpoint of they're not buying their agenda. They're starting to ask questions. They're starting to demand that they have their own sovereignty, their own self-determining direction, and they question authority, which is your obligation as a free individual, where God intended you to be. Didn't intend you to be under someone's finger, or someone to rule you, or someone to have authority over you. See, we bought into the lies of the religious lies that they distorted, and the religious lies that they deceived us all with, so that we would be docile and domesticated. This is what I was talking about, what you're going to start to see on the Western banking purge that is going to move to primarily to the fraudulent activity, ubiquitous fraud that the U.S. has been engaged in. And they're going to bring down that system, and the rest of the world will have its pitchforks, its AK-47s and everything else against the U.S. And they are going to want to have the fall of Babylon, and they will have it, but it's a trick to enslave them even more. But guess what? They're going to sacrifice you. They're going to sacrifice every person here economically in order to maintain their control, so that they can say to the people, these are the people that did it. These are the people that benefit from them. Now their whole everything in their economy and everything else in their all of their so-called empire must fall. This is the threat to global progression and prosperity. It's been the Americans. And your way of life is going to be destroyed. This is the whole setup. This is the methodical steps that are taking place. So check that article out. Today's show, we're going to be talking about the last part of the lies of the bankers. And it talks about the lies of the bankers will destroy. And it's so important that we know this so we can get out of the way from what is happening, and to position ourselves, ourselves individually, ourselves collectively, in a position so that we can get out of the way. And that will also allow us to regain some of the prosperity that has been lost and develop a direction that is more in line with our overall energy and our desires equally, that is collective in nature, so that we can save ourselves, our families, and our overall community from the continuous tyranny that has been waging for too many years. It should all stop here. So very, very important that we do this. Wow. So that's where we are with today's show. Sorry about that. Receiving it. I get a lot of phone calls, especially when I get on the radio, and it's a lot of times there's people that know that I'm on the radio. Please don't call me when I'm on the radio. So okay. All right, so check. Next we have goes to, this one is out of telegraph.co.uk. It's one of the major food suppliers, warns that over 1.3 billion euros in unpaid debt, and they have the threat of going out of business because of their overall pension plan. And I wanted to say this right now, pensions are being targeted globally. What's happening with the pensions in Europe is your pensions too. And they're giving you all of the indications in the world so that when this does happen, you can't say that you didn't know. They have put so many, they have given you so many signs, so many warnings and everything else. And then boom, you didn't listen, is what they're going to say. You didn't position yourself because they had been telling, because what the mainstream media will do, they will just start to spin that, yes, they've been telling people, and guess what? Everybody be looking around like, huh, they have? I guess I missed that one. No, they haven't been telling you anything, but they've been telling you by putting it out in other ways, but you still should know, because you should not have someone that you don't know in charge of your life savings. That makes them rich and you poor. That makes them smart and you naive and borderline foolish. No, it makes you foolish to give your life savings to someone that you don't know. The only person that you can trust with your life savings is you. Take back your existence. Next we have, coming from the Telegraph, says debt days are over. As the BIS, which stands for the Bank of International Settlements, calls timeout on war credit binge. They're going, once again, BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, is known as the bank, Central Banks of Central Banks, established in Basel, Switzerland, by the Nazis and the English, out of the city of London. Queen Elizabeth, hands all in that. Established the Bank of International Settlement. Their building is a boot. It's shaped like a boot for a reason, because their boot is on your throat and they continue to take from you because we continue to participate in their system. But now they're giving the warnings, as I said before, because they want to do it for plausible deniability and to have influence into when they bring the pain. They are going to bring the pain whether you like it or not. You can't ignore this at all. It is coming. One thing that you can do is, now that you know it's coming, what are you going to do about it? And it should be something. And I've been telling, and we've been talking about this, and we really want you to protect yourself, because it's just like a fight. Protect yourself at all times, because they're going to knock you out and they're going to hit you with a punch that you don't see coming if you continue to do what we've done in the past. So check out that article. Next one. This one comes from Telegraph again. Debt explosion. I keep showing these same things because I'm giving you how everything is starting to come together where it should be alarming to you that, oh, shoot, they have been telling us. I've always said they tell you before they do it. The key is we don't always listen because we don't know their language. Now they're telling you it blatantly. Pretty soon, mainstream media here in the United States will be saying it. But guess what? When they do, it's too late. Totally, totally too late. And then people will just develop an ennui to it. I don't want to hear no more of that bad news. I don't want to hear no more of that. And then one day they're going to wake up and they're going to have their tongue stuck in their throat as to what is going on. What do you mean my bank account is frozen? What do you mean my credit card is not working? What do you mean? What's going on? You didn't want to hear it. So now you will feel it. Next, and so check out this article, Telegraph. Debt explosion awaits unless policymakers defuse demographic time bomb, warns the IMF chief. IMF chief, that's Christine Lagarde they're talking about. International Monetary Fund. I call them the International Mother. And you can figure out the rest because that's what they do. They steal everything. Next one, this is another good one that comes from Telegraph.overseas. Fresh recession will cause Eurozone collapse, warned Swiss bank. And that was Credit Suisse that said this. And Credit Suisse itself is in major financial trouble itself. Fresh recession will cause Eurozone collapse, warns the Swiss bank. When I first started talking about all of this stuff, people would say to me as an excuse because they have plausible deniability because they didn't want to face and they didn't want to change their lifestyle. They just wanted things to go along the way that they were going. Just leave me alone. Let everything be fine. They would say, oh, okay, that sounds cool, Dave, but how come none of the banks or anybody else is saying this is happening? Well, because they want to keep you right where you are. Now the banks are saying it. And people still aren't listening. And that's because we have normalcy bias. We want things normal, not what you want, but what you create from what you want. What energy are you giving? If you're giving the energy to where you're just going to be nonchalant and not worry about it, believe me, you will be overrun. The ambush is set up always for the unaware and not knowing. You will be prey, and they will track you down as prey. Because they are the great predators. So check out this article. Tells you pretty much everything that's there. Okay, we got one more. This one comes from the Associated Press. Canada's new prime minister, Justin Trudeau, said that America needs to pay more attention to the world. Americans have no clue. Basically, he didn't say it this way, but he basically said that Americans have no clue what's going on in the world and they need to pay attention to things more. This is what I was talking about, the Western banking purge. You're going to see everyone turn against the U.S. The new prime minister, who is so-called, and this dude comes from a line, his whole family was, his father was the prime minister of Canada. And, you know, the nepotism is great because that's how you control things. These people, the people you see are low-line players. They do what they told. They present themselves as celebrity figures because they fit they're pleasing to the eye and the ear to deceive the people. Are we really that naive? Come on. This dude that they have in Washington, D.C., this dude came out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, everybody started, you know, it's all the same thing. All the same thing. They easily, you know, persuade us and they easily deceive us because of what they put in the food, the water, and the media and entertainment and what they give you. They will never give you freedom. They will only give you death and destruction because your way and your energy of life is being sapped away from you and is being harvested by them. And this is the real thing that we need to change. We don't need to act like them. We don't need to engage in the things that they do. We don't need to come up with the same format that they do. We don't need to have a counterattack to what they're doing. Only thing we really need to do is do our own thing, turn our back on them, turn our back on their way of life, and turn our energy in a productive way that serves you, your family, and our overall collective community, and we will do much, much better. That is the antidote, and that is the poison pill for the overall enslavement program that is actually growing and flourishing globally as we speak. And they're going to bring the pain because of it, because that gives them even more power. So everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about, we're going to finish out the video that we had on Friday think we got like 30 minutes left of it, and then we're going to look at some things, put this all together so that you can position yourselves accordingly. Now is the time for you to position yourself and prepare for what's coming accordingly and take the necessary steps in order to, so that you can be on the, or at least to minimize the effect of what's coming, but more importantly, to seize on the opportunities, because there are going to be great opportunities. And if you're not one to seize on them, you are going to be the one that produce them for someone else. And that's what needs to change. You need to be able to provide for yourself and your family a new direction. And it is possible. But the thing is, you can't fall victim to the setup of the collapse, the crisis, and everything else. Because if you're busy trying to survive in that, you are going to already be done, because you don't have the necessary position in order to do that, and let alone the life skills that are needed for that. We are so dependent on what we've been taught from the obedient schools throughout this world, known as formal education. They didn't teach you anything other than to the etiquettes of being a slave. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we will jump into today's show. And at any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032. Pound and hit star 61, and that will signal me that you're in queue and you have a question or comment. We'd love to talk to you. A monologue is always better than a dialogue. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032-POUND, 549032-POUND. To signal the host, hit star 61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today we're going to finish out the banking, and this, you know, the banking video that we were listening to, and this is all important because it's really important that we understand some of the historical developments, and because one of the things is that because we don't study history, we don't see a lot of the same plays that they play, that they've used before in the past. One of the things that, in the controlling factors, the people that you see, the celebrity figurehead, from Obama to the Queen of England to the Rothschilds to the, you know, any of the so-called the Rockefellers, all the people that you see, these are George Soros, you know, Putin and all of these other people. If you see them, they are not relevant. Because think about it. Why would any movement that has created such energy in through deceit and enslaving people, the only way that you really can enslave people is for them not to know that they're enslaved and to hold them there by fear. So what do they do? As William Shakespeare said, Francis Bacon said, that all the world is a stage. They set the whole world up as a stage, and they start us off from little children admiring the movies, admiring TV, admiring shows and entertainment. And that is formulating ourselves to be the perfect molded slaves, because you don't think for yourself. You don't do anything that you think for yourself anymore. You actually have instructions. You actually have demands. You have given direction. You're schooled. We don't have education. We don't have free. We don't develop our own individual free talents, our great God-given talents. No, all of that is taken away from you. You know, to actually give to someone else, because everything that we do creates energy. And our energy is stolen for us and harvested by other people. And it's not going to be the people that you see. That would be foolish, because then the people can do what? Change their direction, because they can see. But see, what really happens is this, is the ones that you don't see that make all the real decisions. What you do, how you can see, if you want to know who they are, look at their decisions and the direction that things are going. Look at their effects, and it proves that they are there. See, one of the things that they've taught is that the old show me state, Missouri, show me. I don't need you to show me. I can feel you, because you developed that. A lot of times I can tell what's going to happen way before it happens, not because I see it, because I feel it. I've never turned off, or it's been turned off, and I've tried to reengage that spiritual unction, that energy that's deep inside of all of us. You know, it's the third eye, but it's also the spiritual being that exists in you. Gravitate towards that more and turn off the physical side of things that's based in nothing but fear and manipulation. And they do this throughout history, because these people and entities and spirits have 400, 500, 600, 1,000 year plans. But we don't even conceive that as people. We're like, huh? But think about it. How in the world would you continuously control people and enslave people and keep them in a zoo for all this time? You're going to have it done by secret means. You're going to have to hide your identity so that no one can actually feel or see what you're doing, or make it easy for them to say no. What you have to do is you have to get the slave to buy into the plantation. It's not the buying of the plantation from another slave owner. It's not the buying of a plantation from a government. It's the buying of the plantation from the slaves that are going to be on that plantation. Once you get them to buy into it, you already profited. That's the key to this whole thing. And they do that by various means. And it's all, a lot of it is psychological. And they start the training at the earliest thing, and they give you all the indications in the world. They actually have you train other living beings and other living things to serve a purpose in this economy. And it's so important that we start to wake up to it all. And how do you wake up to it? It's very, very easy. You just ask yourself that you want to know and you want to be free, and just listen to it from there. It will all come to you. You will be amazed how it unfolds. But if this is a system that you like, because believe me, it's a lot of us that have been trained in this system and absolutely love it. I like to say everybody wants a slave, but nobody wants to be one. And that is, there are a lot of people that you know and I know that would do the exact same thing that the overall people that do control the economy and control the geopolitical control, the resources on this planet, they would do the exact same thing as them, but these idiots are just don't happen to be in the position that the other idiots that have real influence and have a cabal and a society, a secret societies and organizations among themselves to do it. But the idiots that we know that are, they have that same mentality, but they just don't have the influence. If that's who you are or who you inspire to be, believe me, your momentary fictitious prosperity will be short-lived. You won't be able to escape you. Not at all. But this is so important that we understand history so we can see where they're doing these things, so we can start to look at this from the standpoint that absolutely does change it. You can't change it by a vote. You can't change it by a war. You can't change it by a debate. You can't change it by giving aid. You can only change it by changing your direction and your energy and placing it in a place that brings you sustainability. They hide this and they don't want you to know this because they're actually very weak in nature. They have to use diversion. They have to use deceit. They have to use fear. They have to use crisis. They have to use controlling mechanisms. They have to use psychology. They have to use drugs. They have to use things that will actually diminish your overall capability in order for them to maintain the position that everyone has surrendered for them to have. It's not their fault. Kudos to them, even though they're as evil, demonic, and bastardized as they are. Kudos to them. The shame is on us for accepting it. We are even worse than them because we've taken their deal and bowed down. So let's take a look at some of their deals, some of their tricks, so that we can start to ask the right questions to change our overall direction individually, first and foremost, then collectively to assist those and to be a part of those that want to actually live anew. So let me set this up so we can get going in this great, great information here. Some deceptions, you know, but it's still overall is good. Let me position this and we'll get going right away. 1 second. Go to. There we go. Here we go. Okay, we picked up from where we left off. Here we go.
We now know that for centuries, the people of the United States have been at war with the international banking oligarchs. That war was lost, seemingly for good, in 1913, with the creation of the Federal Reserve. With the passage of the Federal Reserve Act, President Woodrow Wilson consigned the American population to a century in which the money supply itself has depended on the whims of the banking cabal. A century of booms and busts, bubbles and depressions, has led to a wholesale redistribution of wealth toward those at the very top of the system. At the bottom, the masses toil in relative poverty, single-income households becoming double-income households out of necessity, their quality of life being slowly eroded as the Federal Reserve notes that pass for dollars are themselves devalued. Worse yet, the fraud itself perpetuates Alexander Hamilton's persistent myth that a national debt is necessary at all. The U.S. is now locked into a system whereby the government issues bonds to generate the funds for their operations, bonds that are backed up by the taxation of the public's own labor. The perpetrators of this fraud, meanwhile, remain in the shadows, largely ignored by a general public that could instantly recognize the latest Hollywood heartthrob or pop idol but have no clue what the head of Goldman Sachs or the New York Fed does, let alone who they are. This cabal bear allegiance to no nationality, no philosophy or creed, no code of ethics. They are not even motivated by greed, but power. The power that the control of the money supply inevitably brings with it.
After a person has all the money in the world that you could possibly use to buy anything you want, what's left to capture your imagination? And the answer, of course, is power. Power over people. Now, money is power over people, but there's another power over people as well. And that is the political power, the social power. And I think this has now become the dominant driving force of these people. They've already got the money. They've got it locked down. Now they're striving for this new world order, as their name for it. They want all of the world and into one political unit, which they dominate, not only with money, but with military and psychological means and education and media and propaganda. They want total control over every human on the planet. And by golly, they're moving pretty rapidly in that direction.
It did not take long for this lust for power to rear its head. In 1921, just 7 years after the Fed began operations, the same J.P. Morgan-connected banking elite that founded the Federal Reserve incorporated an organization called the Council on Foreign Relations with the goal of taking over the foreign policy apparatus of the United States, including the State Department. In this quest, it was remarkably successful. Although there are only about 4,000 members in the organization today, its membership has included 21 secretaries of defense, 18 treasury secretaries, 18 secretaries of state, 16 CIA directors, and many other high-ranking government officials, military officers, business elite, and, of course, bankers. The first director of the CFR was John W. Davis, J.P. Morgan's personal lawyer and a millionaire in his own right. Together with its sister organizations in Britain and elsewhere around the world, these groups would work together toward what they called a new world order of total financial and political control directed by the bankers themselves. As Carol Quigley, noted Georgetown historian and mentor of Bill Clinton, wrote in his 1966 work, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, the powers of financial capitalism had a far-reaching aim, nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. This system was to be controlled in a feudalist fashion by the central banks of the world acting in concert, by secret agreements arrived at in frequent private meetings and conferences. The apex of the system was to be the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, a private bank owned and controlled by the world's central banks, which were themselves private corporations. This is why the bankers and their partners in government and business conspired to bring about the 2008 crisis. Not for the pursuit of money, but power. In the same way the bankers used the panic of 1907 to consolidate their control over the money supply, they hope to use the 2008 crisis and subsequent panics, which they themselves have created, to consolidate their political control.
The International Summit for the Global Financial Crisis has been expanded from G7 to G20 because the leading seven developed countries cannot solve the crisis alone. This expanded meeting raises the question whether a new global financial system will be created.
So is this some sort of a new world order, which Gordon Brown kind of alluded to?
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has described the quote-unquote guiding principles to be addressed at the summit. They are transparency, sound banking, responsibility, integrity, and get this, global governance, unquote.
I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
The inevitable conclusion, one that flows necessarily from the true understanding of this situation, is that the Federal Reserve System needs to be consigned to the dustbin of history. After a century of enslavement, it is time for the American public to finally throw off the bankers' debt chains.
If there was ever a point in human history to start questioning alternatives, this would be it. And to think that where we are and simply say, oh, well, this is the best of our options, How many of the best options lead to self-destruction? Doesn't sound like a best option. I think that with a world of 7 billion people, we can probably come up with something better than a system in which a few thousand people benefit so much at the expense of everything else on this world, and at the expense of the potential for the future of mankind. They're leveraging our future. And so long as we accept this way of thinking, so long as we accept these institutions as having dominance, that's the direction we'll be going. So I think reform is a good way to try and stall and to push back directly against the expanding and evolving power structures. But radical change is what's really needed, and that has to be built from the bottom up. But I think that these two processes can and should go together in parallel.
If you've made it this far, congratulations. You are now better informed on the economic history of the United States and the truth about the Federal Reserve than 99% of the population. If you do nothing else, then just working to get those around you educated on this information alone will have a profound effect. Once they learn of the scam, many are motivated to do something about it, and they, in turn, inform others. This is the viral nature of suppressed truth, and it is the reason that more people are aware of and energized by the issue of the Federal Reserve and the nature of money than ever before. Perhaps even more amazingly, this movement is spreading to other parts of the globe. Recognizing the interlocking nature of the modern global economy and the international nature of the banking oligarchy, movements to abolish the Federal Reserve have sprung up in Europe, where protests against the cartelized central banking system are taking place in over 100 cities, attracting 20,000 people on a weekly basis.
I started this movement because I realized that the Federal Reserve Act, in my opinion, is one of the most worst laws in the whole world. So a private banking company is lending America the money, and in my opinion, America is not any more democratic. The Federal Reserve tells the government what to do, and that's the problem.
It's a very big problem, especially in the U.S. Why is it a global issue, and why are people doing it here in Germany?
Because when you realize that the finance system, it's a global system, you have to go to the really beginning of the system. And in my opinion, it's also the World Bank and the International Fund of Currencies and stuff like this. But at the beginning of all this is a law from 1913, Woodrow Wilson signed it. And this is the beginning of all this hardcore capitalism we are suffering right now from. And the only way to stop this is maybe to break this law.
But what if the burgeoning movement to end the Fed is successful? What system do people propose as the answer? There have been several proposals along different lines by various researchers. Some argue for a return to America's colonial roots of debt-free money issued by state-run banks, pointing to the Bank of North Dakota as one already functioning, successful model of this approach.
We've had two banking systems ever since the 1860s, with the state bank system and the federal bank system. And the federal bank system are the big Wall Street banks, particularly. They dominate the federal system.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketslive.international.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
It's also the World Bank and the International Fund of Currencies and stuff like this. But at the beginning of all this is a law from 1913. Woodrow Wilson signed it. And this is the beginning of all this hardcore capitalism we are suffering right now from. And the only way to stop this is maybe to break this law.
But what if the burgeoning movement to end the Fed is successful? What system do people propose as the answer? There have been several proposals along different lines by various researchers. Some argue for a return to America's colonial roots of debt-free money issued by state-run banks, pointing to the Bank of North Dakota as one already functioning, successful model of this approach.
We've had two banking systems ever since the 1860s, the state bank system and the federal bank system. And the federal bank system are the big Wall Street banks, particularly. They dominate the federal system. So they're taking over right now. I mean, in California, we don't even have any local banks where I am. They're now, we had two and I had accounts in both of them. And they're now, one of them is Chase Bank and the other is US Bank. So they're both big Wall Street banks. Now they've been taken over. So if you can keep, it's the local banks that have an interest in serving the local business. the big banks have no interest in making loans to local business. It's too risky. Why should they bother? They've got this virtually free money they can get from the Fed and from each other. And it's much more lucrative to them either to speculate in commodities or other things abroad, or what works very well for them is to buy long-term government bonds at 3%, because these have no capital requirements. Capital requirement for government bonds are zero. So they can buy all of those that they want. Whereas if they buy, let's say, mortgages, or if they make loans for mortgages, or they make loans to businesses, then they have to worry about their capital requirement. And as soon as they've used up all their capital, in other words, you know, $8 of capital will get you $100 of loans, then they can't make any more loans. They have to wait for 30 years till those loans get paid off. So what they do, if they do buy mortgages, is sell them off to investors. And so that was the whole mortgage-backed security scam that we've seen. I mean, they had no motivation to make sure that these borrowers were actually sound borrowers. They just wanted to make a sale. So they sold the stuff to the unwary investors who might be somebody in Iceland or Sweden or, you know, or pension funds. Yeah. Stuff. So that didn't work out so well. So a state bank with the partnering with the local banks can provide the capital, can help them with capital. In North Dakota, the state bank guarantees the loans of the local banks, allowing them to make much bigger loans than they could otherwise. And the state bank provides liquidity to the small banks. That's why the small banks, the local banks aren't making loans to small business right now, because they don't know that they can get money from the other banks as needed. The way banking works is they make the loan first. I mean, if you have credit lines to many different businesses, and if they all hit up their credit lines at once, you're going to run out of money. So you don't dare do that unless you know that you can get short-term loans from the other banks. And what's happening right now, even though there's $1.6 trillion in excess reserves sitting on the books of the big banks, they're not available to the little banks. And the reason is because the Fed is paying 0.25% interest on those reserves. So the banks have no incentive to lend them to the little banks. Why let go of them when you can make just as much keeping them, and then you still have your reserves and you can use them as collateral to buy bonds or something that'll make you more money. So the whole system is messed up. And in North Dakota, the Bank of North Dakota provides the liquidity for these local banks.
Others advocate a decentralized system of alternative and competing currencies that greatly reduce or even eliminate altogether the need for a central bank.
Well, 22 years ago in Ithaca, New York, I noticed that a lot of people, friends particularly, had skills and time that were not being employed or respected by the prevailing economy. And while we had much desire to create things and trade them with each other and many services we could provide to each other, we didn't have the money. So, since I have a background in graphic design, journalism, and arrogance, I went to my computer and designed paper money for Ithaca, New York. I designed pretty colorful money, you know, with pictures of children, waterfalls, and trolley cars, and denominated in hours of labor. 1 hour note, half hour, quarter, eighth hour note, 2 hour note. And then began to issue to each of the pioneer traders who had agreed to be listed in the directory a specific starter amount. And the game began. An hour was worth, has been worth an hour of basic labor, or 10 US dollars, which at that time 20 years ago was double the minimum wage. People who usually expect more than $10 per hour of their service can charge multiple hours per hour, but the denomination puts between us as residents of our community that reminder that we are fellow citizens, not merely winners or losers scrambling for dollars. And it introduces us to each other. on the basis of these skills and services that we have, that we are more proud to provide for each other than often is the case with a conventional job, just the stuff we have to do to get the money to pay the bills. So through that trading process, that more intimate scale process within the community, we're more easily able to become friends and lovers and political allies.
It's an inspiring story, and tell people about how much money has circulated through this community. I mean, it's important for people to understand just how successful this has been.
Because we are not a computer system, we don't have a specific volume of trading recorded, but by the grapevine, by phone surveys, and over the years watching the money move, we were able to guess very reliably, several $1 million equivalent of this money has transacted over those years, making loans without charging interest up to $30,000 value, which is the fundamental monetary revolution in our system, and as well making grants of the money to over 100 community organizations.
Some argue for currencies whose mathematical nature prevent them from being merely conjured into existence whenever a federal government wants to wage another war of aggression or forge another link in the seemingly endless train of governmental tyranny and abuse.
What people have to understand about Bitcoin is that it's a completely decentralized network. There's no central server, there's no controlling company, there's no office. It's just free software that anyone can download and start running on their computer anywhere in the world. And that the bitcoins themselves can be transferred to or from anywhere in the world. And it's impossible for any bank or government or entity to block you from sending or receiving those bitcoins. There's a limited supply of those bitcoins. There will never, ever, ever be more than 21 million bitcoins. And so because, like everything, the price is set based on supply and demand, because the supply of bitcoins is limited and the demand is increasing as more and more people start to use them and more websites start to accept them, the price of bitcoins in terms of dollars is going to have to increase even a lot more than the $500 per bitcoin that it is today.
Are there any drawbacks at all to the idea of using a cryptocurrency?
If you're part of the current power elite that can just print money at will to spend on whatever you feel like, then yeah, the world switching over to bitcoin is probably not going to benefit you. But if you're one of the normal people that aren't working for the Federal Reserve or any central bank that's printing money to pay to your friends and that sort of thing, then a Bitcoin world is a wonderful thing for you.
Sound money, cryptocurrencies, state banks, LETS programs, self-issued credit, these and many other solutions have all been proposed, and many of them are in use in different localities today. Information on all of these ideas and how they are being applied in various parts of the world are widely available online. The point is that the question of what money is and how it should be created is perhaps the single greatest question facing humanity as a whole, and yet it is one that has been almost completely eliminated from the national conversation. Until recently.
Brother Dave, you might have yourself muted because we don't hear anything.
Oh, I sure did, Scotty. Thank you. Thank you, Scotty. Okay, I said I wanted to stop it there. I wanted to talk about the three things that you just heard. Thanks a lot, Scotty. What you just heard, the central banking, the community portion of the community credit, and the cryptocurrency. Let me just say this. This is very telling as to where things are going. You heard Catherine Austin Fitch. She was talking about the local banking thing that needs to come back, because in California, there's only the major banks that serve the major interests. Let me tell you what this is, in my opinion. You got to be careful, because remember, these people that control this overall global enslavement, they put it on timelines. They look at where the world is, according to different variables and different markers and different criteria, based off of population, based off of a bunch of other indicators, and they have an algorithm to tell them what they should be doing and everything else. They've established the computers and all these other things. This has been derived by taking from the talent of people that actually invent these things. Then they come in and they steal it from them by way of patents. So this is what happens. Right now, the system, history tells the ones that make the decisions, right now you need to have the banks serve just the corporations. Why? Because the population is huge. We're going to have depopulation on this planet. And this is the steps that you take to depopulate the planet. You do it through nuclear power. You do it through war. You do it through vaccinations. You do it through diseases. You do it through food. You do it through polluted water, polluted air. And you do it through poverty. You do it through so on and so on. You put all of this together, and it's a great soft kill program where the people won't even know that they are being targeted. They will just, like it's carbon monoxide, they will just go to sleep and won't wake up. Because too many people on the planet become noisy, noisy to their overall agenda to disassemble it. So what happens is now where we are is that you will have the banking sector serve the common interests of the fascist state of corporations, Trans-Pacific Partnership. And then what happens? It brings about a war, and what goes to there? Then everybody says, oh, we need a local bank now. Guess what? You still got a bank. And what it is now you don't have the population that you had before. They are going to shrink this global population by billions. And when they do that, then the noise gets quiet. Why? Because people become scared and they don't want to challenge anymore because they just exhausted themselves trying to come through the phase of destruction. And then all of a sudden, they did this during the Black Plague. They killed off a bunch of people, and guess what? People start getting good jobs with good pay. Why? Because they were good slaves that they were paying because there was less people around. But guess what? They were still just enslaved as they were before. Ways and means. Their way of life was still providing for someone else, their means of life. So what Catherine Offer Fitch was saying, yeah, that's going to be a something that comes in, but it's going to be instituted by the overall system, because it's not going to be the population and it's not going to be the large corporations that you have now. There won't be any. They will be extremely small. And what they will do, because the population will be so diminished because of how many people they've killed off, it will be mom and pops will start to come up. Entrepreneurship will start to come up. But it will come up because the population is small, because they killed them off. That's the trick. Key to magic is not to make you, is to trick you, but to make you believe. They're going to make you believe that you got another system because of what you endured, because you didn't prepare for what was coming and you couldn't see through their smoke and mirrors. Now, this Bitcoin thing, this cryptocurrency thing, is nothing more than it was instituted, is nothing new at all. They had this back in the 18 and the 1700s. But see, it's new to you because you weren't around back then and you don't know the history of back then where Bitcoins came up. And this cryptocurrency thing sounds like they'll put the nice labels and tags just like they do Black Lives Matter and all these other political groups that they've instituted. It gives them all the rah-rah. It gets you on mainstream, get your mainstream media on the television, everything else, and everybody does what? They validate something that's being truthful because it's on the damn television. And because the mainstream media is talking about it. Because it seems like a revolution into cryptocurrency. But here's where the catch is. What just happened in Bangladesh, where hackers went in and stole everything? I don't care if it's only going to be 21 million of anything. It's 21 million of digital currency. And guess what? Digital currency, they talk about the bankers printing this, all this cash up. The amount of cash that they print up is not from the printing press, but from the computer algorithms in digital form. You've already had digital currency. It's called the dollar bill. And at the appropriate time, they're going to have a hacker go into it and take everything out. One of the things you need to start to be aware of as we speak right now is that they're telling you that they're going to start the economic collapse that's going to spur into a global nuclear war, that's going to spur into global depopulation, that's going to spur into the annihilation of the United States and everyone that's living here by ways of the world saying, get rid of Babylon, get rid of them devils, get rid of them, because they were the ones that started everything. You didn't start anything. You just participated and thought that you were just doing the best that you could for your family. You were just trying to make your way. You were just trying to get yours, not realizing that you were condoning. And those people in Europe that is going to be against you, they are condoning too, and they're going to be set up. And I'm going to tell you who the new America is going to be. It's going to be in the Eurasian countries. It's going to be in Russia and China. They're going to be the new beacon of freedom, just like in the new beacon of sovereign democracy, just like Germany was in the Weimar Republic before the Nazis took over. The Nazis were only able to take over because the debt was so great and it was in the exact same position that the U.S. was in. They were indebted. Germany was indebted to the United States. The Nazis tried to come along and they didn't win. But guess what? They planted the seed so that they could, at the appropriate time, come back in when the people would be what? Ripe and tenderized for the slain. Exact same thing is happening here. And what you see happening here with this Bitcoin is this wasn't instituted by any people. It's no form of money at all. It is no different than the letters of credit that they give everybody else. But see, because they've got you so inundated to a smartphone, to a computer, to the internet, it sounds good, but it just because it sounds good doesn't mean that it is good. Politically correct is always morally wrong. And they're having you to fight things on a political level. And they have all these people pushing these Bitcoins, but guess what? It's by the same system that started everything else. It's nothing new. It's nothing new under the sun. So what's going to happen? You're going to start to hear a lot about hackers. And what you're going to see is this. On one Friday in the future, could be this Friday, could be a year from now, 2 years from now, but one Friday, you're going to hear that there was a major hacking incident, but there's already been major hacking incidents in all of the institutional banks that you know that you have your accounts with, and we have our accounts with. They've already been hacked and they've already been telling you. And guess what? They've already even told you do not have valuables in safety deposit box. Why are they telling you that? So that when they get stolen and their bank is still in existence, they can say, we told you to get it out of here. But you didn't listen. Now you better put it back in here. You didn't listen to me before. You better listen now, because they're going to set everything up to where they will be right. Why? Let me tell you something about being a prophet. It's easy to be a prophet when you're writing a book. And they're going to say, we told you. Because they're going to ensure it happens because they're complicit in it all. And what you're going to see, it's going to be one Friday. They're going to say that so-and-so bank was hit. It's going to be on a Thursday afternoon. And then they're going to say they got it on, it's going to be a Thursday morning. It's going to say that a certain bank, such and such bank, was hit by a major cyber attack somewhere out of Asia, most likely, or Russia. And then they're going to say that they've had it contained. But then they're going to come back and say, oh, no, it wasn't as contained as we thought it was. Just like the stock exchange and the NASDAQ was hit, the dry run has already been set. The dry run has already been set for the market to drop thousands of points. But it doesn't matter. See, this is all part of their global fear factor that they're going to display. The stock market means nothing. It has nothing to do with the economy because it's so manipulated in its overall nature. But what they're going to do It's like when the NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange got hit with a cyber attack, they were dry running it, data mining, to make sure everything would be in place. Because one of the things with their systems is this, they're not perfect. They mess up. And not only that, the people that institute it sometimes get a conscience and say, damn, these people are ruthless. I don't want to be a part of them. Because they've seen them inside of their Wall Street offices and everything else, when they start to have ceremonial rituals to Satan him or that spirit of Satan themselves, and people start to become aware of that, and sometimes they do what? They sabotage it. So what, one of the things that the system does is to make sure that no one is going to sabotage their plan. So they got to dry run it. To make sure that everybody that's supposed to do what they're supposed to do is going to do. They're not going to tell them that it's going live. This is why you always see these training incidents end up going live, because what they want to do is make sure that nobody's going to sabotage it. They tell everybody it's just a training exercise. And that major bank that's going to get hit, they're going to say, hey, we're going to have a training exercise for hackers to make sure that our software is there. And guess what? It's going to go live. And everybody that's compartmentalized within there is going to think that it's just a training thing, so they don't need to sabotage it. They've got this thing all planned out. And when that happens, it's going to come on Thursday, and they're going to say that this hacking problem has been contained to just this one bank, and some accounts were hit, some was already taken out. Some ATMs are going to spit out cash. Some ATMs are going to shut down and not do it. They're going to have a little confusion and a little setup for everything. But this is the key. When you start hearing that, you better move immediately into your plan. And you better know what that plan is that you need to do. And you better execute that as if it was live, because it will be at one time. And what's going to happen is that that bank is going to say it's contained. Some banks were hit, some banks weren't hit. Some of this, some of that. And then what it's going to do is going to consume that one bank. Oh, it wasn't. It kept going. And guess what? Boom. The trading day will end. Then overnight, you're going to hear about it more, and it's going to continue. So the next day, that Friday, is going to consume three other banks. Then all of a sudden, it's going to be a real problem. It's going to make news where it's going to be a press conference and everything else. And all of the banks are going to come together because of an emergency session, and they're going to have a bank holiday. They're going to shut the banks down until they can get to the root of this problem. They're going to shut you out, credit cards and bank. Your political figureheads are going to be on TV saying they're working this out. You're going to hear from so-and-so CEO of this bank, and so-and-so is going to be all on the financial news and everything else, but everything is going to be okay. Some of the ATMs and some of the bank accounts are going to be working, but by Friday afternoon, all of the banks, even though that they were working, will be closed. Due to the overall contagion of the hacking event, we are checking our systems to make sure that we won't be compromised. We will be back open on Monday. Everything else is secure. If you want to use your credit cards, that's fine. You can. Everything is fine. Nothing to see here. Go along about you, and everything will be open on Monday. Saturday will come. You will hear about it happening in other parts of, you will start to hear small banks all over the country starting to have this same problem. Then the larger banks and all of us is going to start to take region to region on Saturday. And then Sunday, you'll hear about what you heard about on Saturday. Then you'll start to see where the major credit card companies will come on and say that they are now, because of the hacking scare, that they're going to stop all transactions just to make sure that everything is fine with their systems and none of their customers will be exposed to what's going on. That will be Sunday. Then on Monday, there will be a presidential press conference that the banks are on bank holiday until this is figured out, because now it has been widespread to all financial markets and even in the stock exchange. And then you're going to hear what they say: we may have been under a hacking by terrorists outside of this country, but that are being supported by a foreign entity. It worked before, they will use it again, because the people have no remembrance. And this is what they're going to do. We got a caller that's in queue, don't want to keep them people waiting. And I'm gonna come back with this and tell you how this is going to play out, in my opinion, and what you need to do. This is very serious. They're telling you this is why this thing in Bangladesh happened, and it took over $100 million. And they've been doing this in Russia, and they've been doing this in other places. They've been doing this here. The overall hacking is real, because it facilitates the plausible deniability that they can blame it on a boogeyman and to get you to buy anything. And as soon as they do, you're going to find that you bought a poison pill, and now you're on your knees. So let's go to some of our callers that are in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis. This is Brother Davis.
Brother Davis, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to the show. I got my 11-year-old granddaughter with me, and tonight I gave her her first lesson in meditation. Yeah, you can say it.
Hi.
Oh, how are you, princess?
Good.
What's your name?
What's your name? Say something your name.
Jewel,
it is a pleasure to meet you. You're hanging out with Grandpa. You did some meditation today, huh?
Yes.
Wow, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yes.
Let me tell you, Jewel, you are so blessed. You have some of the best, and I think you already know this. Your grandma and grandpa are the best.
I know.
And that tells me, you know what that tells me? That tells me that you are going to do very much in life, because you will know what it means to love.
We are arming our children now so that they will rise to the occasion. Because remember now, we will not live forever. And the sad part about it is that these are the saviors of the world. They will
right.
know it.
Right.
We have to prepare them early. I also want people to understand this, that according to what others may say, this is their vision. This isn't our vision. We can still do something. So if you start on the lowest level, which is what I'm doing, and prepare those who may be in the trenches now, you will be greatly rewarded later, even if you do not enjoy the fruits of your efforts. But don't ever get discouraged, because it's greater to be a part of something than to let yourself be victimized by your circumstances.
So true. So true, Brother David. And you know, the whole key to is that you really need to engage your self-determining factors in life, because everyone was created equally great. No one is to be held in subject to anyone else. And it's so, so important. And I love, you know, because when we really look at it, there's going to be a great opportunity for us to change and to never to allow this type of thinking and this type of energy to ever take root in our lives. At some point and at some time in our lives, we will have the ability not to pay for our birthright. And that's going to be a glorious, glorious time.
Absolutely. Well, I always say, always prepared, never scared.
Yeah. That's right, Brother Davis. That's the saying that we have, always prepared, never scared. And Brother Davis, I just want to thank you so much for blessing us with Jewel and doing and you being you, because, you know, we have reached a lot of people. You know, it's a lot of times when we talk to the radio audience, we don't actually see anything. You know, as you know, sometimes you're like, you think you're talking to a wall, but you can start to feel the harmonic love that's passed to you. And what's the greatest thing about that is that it goes, it emanates and goes through you, and it goes to other people that you share it with, and it goes through them, and they just want to share it with other people. And then they start to have, they take on a sense of a responsibility and love for people that's so sincere that they walk away from the futile things of the past. And I want to thank you for cultivating that and being a part of that. And really giving and planting that seed and nurturing that so that it could bear great fruit.
I received that, brother. Listen, I'm gonna get back in the queue and be blessed by other callers. You have continued going with the job that you're doing, brother.
Thank you, brother Davis. Give my regards to Jewel and Sister Davis. Looking forward to continuing, because you know. Brother Davis and I had talked about a year and a half ago, and we said that we see where things is going, and we really just want to get to the other side of it, and to participate in it, to get to the other side from a standpoint of not surrendering to it, but in the opposite, loving through it and actually bringing about and seeing the opportunity that will come from our people walking away from the system. And man, that is so great. You know, I'm really looking forward to when the system that we will live by and not be governed by is one in which you don't have to pay for your birthright. That is when you are living in a free, self-determining and sovereign state. And then that's when the love can really be sincerely grown and nurtured. That is what we're all in this for. So much love to you, Brother Davis and Team Davis. Definitely looking forward to every day with you all. So great call as always, Brother Davis. So just before we get out of here, we got like 20 minutes. If you have a question or comment that you would like to make, definitely give us a call. The number is, Brother Davis. The number is 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61 if you have a question and comment. You know, just before, I was talking about what I believe they're going to do. Why do I believe it? Because I studied the past, and I could see what they're trying to institute now. And when they do this, they've been hinting at this is going to happen. They always tell you before they do it. And it's important because there's a very sick creed that they have to live by. And it's arrogant, but it's also not only arrogant, it's necessary. Because it's necessary because they want to have the ability to say, hey, we told them. But they wanted to be our slaves. This is the old, what they like to call the old false Jedi mind trick. But you don't have to be under the spell of anyone. You can break it all by how you commune with yourself, everyone else around you, and the great creator. I firmly believe there's nothing that anyone needs to steal from me because I have an open hand. But there are so many hands that are closed into a fist. And they don't offer that fist with sincere love. They offer it with anger and violence and fear. And until we are no longer there to accept that, because it's hard to win a fight when someone's not there to participate in the fight with you. Not that they cower away or anything, they just don't give you their energy and they walk away. And at the appropriate time, if you try to pursue them in a threatening, violent way, well, then you will be dealt with accordingly. But they're going to continue to go in their sovereign way. But one of the things that we have to understand is that we have to break ourselves from their system first. Because you cannot participate in their system without picking up the characteristics of their system. What do I mean by that? I believe there is a way in which we can move from man's design economy to get back to God's ecosystem that offers everything. A lot of people will call that a utopia because they're so thoroughly inebriated in the wine of man's economic splendor. So they won't be able to see it. They're drunk in the economy, man's economy. So they never make a sober judgment on anything. They're unbalanced. They're blabbering. You can never reason with an intoxicated person. And when once we move back into God's ecosystem, then you don't, which is very possible, it's evidence in all around you, but sometimes we don't see it. Never seen a bird that wasn't in a cage that was beholden to a clock. They don't have a timepiece on them to keep them mindful of where they're supposed to be and what energy, where they're supposed to be depositing at their energy at the appointed place. They don't have it because they don't pay for their birthright. They live it. And these people, and these entities, these spirits, want to ensure that you pay for your birthright, and they will be there dutifully to collect a tax that is illegal and unwarranted and is not due. So they're going to move to a cyber attack, and that cyber attack is going to put you, if you haven't prepared yourself beforehand, in a very, very difficult situation where panic can set in and fear will overtake reasoning. Because it's hard to reason. It's hard to discern. It's hard to engage when fear has taken over. It's just a fight or flight or surrender path that we take. And this is how they're going, in my opinion, how they're going to do it. They're going to bring that back on a Tuesday, on a Monday, then on a Tuesday, they're going to say it's everywhere and that they're going to be closing the banks and all the financial institutions for a while. And then they're going to say that there's an economic boogeyman that is over in this country and that country, which is going to spur into where they're going to respond and have a response economically and militarily to that. And before you know it, it's all going to be out of hand, and you're going to hear about some aircraft carrier sunk in some part of the world, and you're going to hear about a terrorist act somewhere at this place. Then you're going to hear about different things happening here in the United States, and before you know it, they're going to trigger out and say who they believe has been involved, because they're going to have events like they've had very recently, false flags that are going to start to spring up all over the place from different people, and people will, they have given into this to participate in it because they think that they're fighting for a cause. Very easy to fight for a cause when you think that you are right, instead of thinking that you need to have collective prudence and cooperation. Because one of the things that they instill in everyone from their school system is a sense of entitlement. This is yours. This is theirs. They have more than you. They wrongfully have more than you and everything else. And then they start that spirit of low base hatred, envy, jealousy, greed, gluttony. They start all of that turning at a very, very young age. And they slowly start to nurture it and build it up till it becomes a full grown adult with vengeance on their mind. And they can't wait to participate. Then they go off and they start to fight for different people that they don't even know, for a cause that they didn't even create, but they've given into it. Why? Because of, for whatever reason, family tradition, nationality, religious beliefs, they garnish competition. They are able to harness that low base energy, and before you know it, you're engaging in all forms of war all over the place, and your grandmother is saying, "Do us proud," and all of these other, these, everything that you've ever known, everyone that you've ever respected is now saying, "This is what you need to do. We're for you." And then what is happening? You have been so deceived that reason is never even thought of. Questioning is out of the question. And those that question right away are going to be told to sit down, or depending on the circumstances, they won't be told, they will be made to sit down physically. But they'll never be able to sit down the true spirits of truth. And before you know it, the world will be at global war. Supply lines will be interrupted. You will have massive disruption of the quality of life here because of the operatives that are here right now as we speak. And then there will be people that will be operatives. There will be so many dysfunctioning agendas that will pop up from all over the place, from town to town, from city to city, from area to area, from neighbor to neighborhood, from block to block, from house to house. Because one of the things that will happen is that when they break down their so-called rule of law, they do it for a reason. So that the people that have never known any form of freedom, but they've only been trained in how to respond to things like Black Friday, that's how they will respond. And they will let those people loose. And everyone will be doing everything that they want to do and how they see fit with it. And this will be a very dangerous killing field that will be introduced. But it just won't be in one area. Will be in multiple areas throughout everywhere. And you would say, now, why would they do that? Why would they collapse that? And why would they do that? They have all the, you know, they wouldn't do that. Yes, they would, because it's not about cash. They're not in this for the cash. They're in this for the control of the people. And too many people are asking questions and starting to refuse to participate and starting to realize that this, everything that they've been taught, that they taught you by the ways of their instruments and their institutions, have been nothing but lies. So many of us are in different things, in institutions, that we are even afraid to question them at the base. Why? Because that's sacrilegious. And it's fear. You don't do that. This is what you, everyone is told what to do instead of finding out what is necessary. So there are things that you definitely can do to prepare yourself, your family, and our community for this. It's all unfolding. It's going to be here. It's here as we speak. And is going to continue to evolve on a scale and a pace off of their system that they designed for it to do. But you can destroy and collapse it right away in your life by doing something opposite of it and putting yourself in position to be able to not pay for your birthright. But one of the things in paying for your, not paying for your birthright, is that we have to get back to the successful ways of how is that done, because we've lost that art. And those individuals that used to engage in that self-determining, that sovereignty, those individuals are gone, and they took the intrinsic values the lessons that they learned with them, but that can be reconnected with our ancestors. But that has to be reconnected with energy by you starting to participate in it. Just like as a child, when you first learned how to walk, there are steps you have to take before you can run. There's balance that you have to have. There are dangers and obstacles that you need to navigate through before you can go and be sustainable. There are things that have to be reinstituted, lessons that have to be practiced and re-engaged in and perfected in our lives. Most importantly, there has to be first the desire. And once you have the desire, everything else is just a process that reflects your desire. So this is why we engage in the membership, the precious metals membership and everything else, because believe me, I say this in a class, and slavery started because of the precious metals, and the precious metals is the only thing that's ever going to be able to end it. Sounds weird. No, that's because we don't know what they are and what they represent and their living attributes that they have. So if you would like to engage in that, you would like to learn about that, you can do that for $25 a month, and you would get the precious metals class, the preparedness class, and go along with it. And you can, if it's not something that's for you, you can walk away from it at any time. No contract, no anything else. It's there for you. So if you're interested in that, you can contact me at Wolf, W-O-L-F, number 6, P-A-C-K, the number 1, at gmail.com. And also, I started my Forex trading. I haven't started it completely with iMarkets yet because I needed my one of my brokerage accounts to be verified and to be refunded. I messed up twice, made a mistake, and they sent me back. Oh, nope. You can't send up because you can't use your business, and you know, had a bunch of other things. So I had to fix that. That should be done tomorrow. And we are actually engaging in the Forex market, where it's going to bring more cash into our possession so that we can get the assets and start to learn some of the things that we need to learn before the overall events that are planned in the very near future start to flourish and become a part of our everyday life. Let me just say this. What you notice today in your life as so-called an American citizen is much different than it was 25 years ago. Anybody that lived in that time, you know it. 25 years ago, you thought you had a lot of freedom, but it was the steps to be taken for you to get to thinking that before the crash. And now we are on the crash side of it. Before then, you could go and do certain things. You could get on a plane without go to get a ticket, get a ticket, and go walk right up. And then not only that, your family could walk up to the tramway to say goodbye to you. They could watch your plane come in and watch you get off of the plane and everything else. But all of that has been taken away from you for the security compromising your liberty. Guess what? That's not enough. They're going to continue to take from you, and they're going to bring the event to justify you surrendering that. This is what we have to change. So if you're interested in learning the Forex market, and what I believe is you can actually learn this and master it and do very, very well where you won't, this could be one of the steps to your overall sovereignty, to where you can walk away from a job and you can fire your boss. If you're interested in that, we're going to start to really kick that off once I have everything set up for myself. Start to really heavily engage in that because of where we are and what's going on. If you would like to participate in that, you can go to the website of iMarkets with a S, iMarkets Live, International.com. and you can sign up there to sign up for the initial fee, and what you get is a harmonic scanner that will teach you, and actually while you're trading can show you how actually to trade while you're earning, even if you've never done it before. It's a great, great tool. It's the reason why I went with this company, because of the harmonic scanner. You'll learn to trade the Forex market while you're learning how to read the technicals. We'll talk and have conferences within our group to give you the overall fundamentals as to why some of the things are happening. And also, there's other copiers that you could do with people that are doing well. You could trade with that. But it gives you an opportunity to engage in every transaction that the world is doing on currency to bring more cash into your house and your family so that you can get the asset for preparing. Because believe me, they are expensive. It does require a financial commitment to do that. And it's not something that you can, you know, there is that requirement. And if you have more cash, then you can transfer that cash into real assets. So if you're interested in that, or you can contact me, you can text me 951-790-8330, and we'll get you scheduled and squared away. Okay, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening today. And that's the show for today. Remember, before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing is never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love and much respect. Peace.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how you love is kind. Love can give and get no gain. It's down a rugged road you've come. Though you had every reason, you didn't come undone. Somehow you made it to the other side. You didn't suffer in vain. You forgive those who have